glad he made it. Praise God. Would you stand with us as we welcome Brother Mokas to this pulpit? Amen. And we're going to preach with him. We're going to receive it. Thank God. And the Lord's going to bless. Praise God. The Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Glover. How many are feeling better since you laid your burdens down? Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, I'm feeling better. So much better since I laid my burdens down. I'm feeling better, so much better since I laid my burdens down. Since I laid my burdens down, oh glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid, go ahead and lay them down today, I'm feeling better, so much better, since I laid. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. There's no other name I know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shake somebody's hand and say, it's great to see in the house of God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell somebody you look pretty good today. Now, if you had to lie to him, you can repent later. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Now, it didn't say you had to have good breath, so go ahead and just. Little girl was drawing a picture in Sunday school, and her teacher said, what are you drawing? She said, I'm drawing a picture of God. She said, honey, nobody knows what God looks like. She goes, they will in a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, amen. I heard about a guy that... There's an old farmhouse, and a dog showed up, and it hung around for several days, so he got tired of it, threw it in the back of his truck, and drove up the road about 15 minutes and threw it out. And later that afternoon, that dog came walking right back up his driveway. So the next day, he drove around and took every kind of back road and wove around for over 30 minutes and threw that dog out, Then he went to head back and he called his wife and said, hun, is that dog coming back there. And she goes, well, let me look. And she goes, yeah, he's coming down the driveway now. And he goes, can you put him on? I need directions home. And so the dog gave him directions home. No, I'm kidding. Amen. It's so great to be in the house of God with you. Amen. And glad my wife, Michaela, is here. Praise the Lord. She's from way in the South. Praise God. Nothing against it. It's good. Her dad, he goes, we're going to have something exotic for dinner. I said, what's that? He said, Himalayan possum. I said, what? He goes, yeah, on account I found Himalayan in the road. All right. Y'all are being silly this morning. Anyway, praise God. Amen. But it is great to be here. Amen. Why don't we lift our hands and just thank God for his goodness. You are so good, Lord. You are wonderful, God. You are awesome in this place. Hallelujah. There is no telling what God will do if you only believe. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. And I want to give honor to your pastor, brother, and sister, Glover. Thank God for them. Hallelujah. Amen. And I enjoyed the message by Sister Nichols this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you saw me get up and have to go out, the conviction was so thick that I had no. No, but it was good. It's good to see Brother Mike Glover here today. Praise God. And to show you how popular I was back in Bible school, he didn't even remember I existed. He wasn't there long. but it's good to see Brother Mike, and it's good to see all of you. Good to see the Abbotts, and they have every kind of extinct animal on their wall at home. He said, this is the rare gazelle from Uruguay. There's only four of them. I have one of their heads right there. And no, I'm kidding. Praise God. I'm kidding. And it's like when you're in Florida, you guys heard of the manatees, right? Those manatees, those big lovable creatures. But if you get around them, people are, don't get too close. Oh, you'll intimidate it. And they're really uptight about it, you know. So all the manatees have kind of a layer of algae growing on them. So someone carved Trump in the algae. And they went crazy. People went crazy. That wasn't me. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. All right. All right, you guys need to get spiritual again here. All right. It's great to be here. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. If you've got faith, you already have what you're believing for. Faith comes from God. There's some things I don't have a faith for, but other things there's a quickening. Amen. The hand of grace plants the seed of faith into the soil of our heart. Amen. Some used to describe it this way. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Amen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch, everybody say Enoch, was translated that he should not see death, and was not found. This was before Star Trek and Beam Me Up. Come on, the Holy Ghost just all of a sudden decided to, I guess you'd say he raptured him before the time. Amen. And he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. How many want to please God? But without faith, come on, read it with me. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible with God. Another way of looking at that is it's impossible for God to do nothing. As you start drawing nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. He's going to do something for you. As you begin seeking God, hallelujah. God, all things are possible with God. Amen. My 90-year-old grandfather, you may be seated. All my life, my grandfather, he was not a preacher. He was not a preacher. He was a proud atheist. He didn't just not go to church. He was an atheist and proud of it, devout atheist. But at the age of 90 years old, oh, praise God, I can show you the picture of him climbing down into that tank to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what Sister Nichols was talking about. Amen. Just continue, amen, to pray for those things. And there's no telling what God will do if you'll believe God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's good to see Brother Lamas here. I love Brother Lamas. Amen. He's a wonderful man of God. Him and his wife from Houston, love them. And thank God for their powerful ministry. Amen. Thank God for Brother Lamas. Amen. And we have a lot of mutual friends, and I know he's a blessing up in the Alaskan district. Amen. How many are thankful for Brother Lamas? Praise God. Amen. And if you walk with God, amen, you can be translated to a new dimension. Hallelujah. Enoch walked with God. Enoch never called fire down from heaven. Enoch never parted any River Jordan or Red Sea. Enoch, you don't read, amen, that it was his handkerchief that touched anybody and they got healed. Praise God. You don't read, amen, of Enoch preaching any sermons, amen, that just gained recognition and recorded in the Word of God, amen, except for a brief mention in Jude, amen. But one thing Enoch did was he walked with God. One thing Enoch did was he pleased God. One thing Enoch did was he liked to fellowship with God. He enjoyed communing with Almighty God, and he would just walk with God. He didn't care what anybody thought about it. He didn't care, amen, any kind of recognition that he would get or not get, but he obviously just enjoyed time with God until one day he just walked with God, and he was, the Bible says, just not found. Not found. There's so many things in the Bible that just make you scratch your head, or at least me anyways. So many things that just baffle the mind and boggle the understanding. But it says he was not found, for God had translated him. What that sounds like to me is a rapture. But it certainly wasn't time for the rapture. But how many know God can do whatever he wants? He can do it when he wants and how he wants. Amen. And I'm telling you, if you walk with God, you can be translated to another dimension. Now, I don't anticipate that if you go pray a lot this afternoon, you'll disappear. I don't really expect that to happen, but I have found, amen, that I went into a prayer time one way, and I came out translated in another way. You might go in burdened down with fear and grief and worry and come out with a buoyancy, come out with life, come out with faith, come out with peace in your mind. Even though nothing visible has changed yet, it's a peace that passes understanding. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord today. There is a walk with God that can bring you into a new dimension. Oh, thank you, Lord. Just time in his presence. 1 Samuel 10 and 6, the prophet Samuel told Saul to go down among the prophets, and he said, the Spirit of God will come upon you, and thou shalt be turned into another man. How many know the Holy Ghost can change you into another man or another woman? It's by the Spirit of the Lord. And he's, and Brother Levi is doing awesome back there. Let's try it out. 2 Corinthians 3:18. This guy's great. Great, huge, great. Everybody loves him. Everybody. Everybody knows that. The other sound men, they're a disaster. This guy's great. He does a good job. All right, get back in the spirit, everybody. No. Read it with me. But we all with open face beholding as in a glass. That's a looking glass. They would call it a mirror. The glory of the Lord. It says we are changed. Everybody say changed. Into that same image from glory to glory. How many is ready for another level of the glory of God? Oh, praise God. How does it happen? Even as by the Spirit of the Lord, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. God is still working on you. How many can say God's still working on me? Oh, praise the Lord. The Bible says, judge nothing before the time. Look at your neighbor, say, quit judging me. Quit judging me, praise God. Come on, say, God's still working on me. A lady went and got her glamour shots done. And then she started out to the car and was looking at them. She got so angry, she stomped right back in there and said to the photographer, these pictures don't do me justice. And he said, ma'am, I don't know how to tell you this. You don't need justice, you need mercy. Hallelujah. But though the outward man perish, I had to think of a scripture to go with it. That was not bad, right? The inward man is renewed day by day. Oh, thank you, Lord. If you take your cares, you take your burdens, and you cast them on the Lord, I believe you'll look younger. I believe, oh, praise God. Woo. The Bible says Ephesians chapter 2 and 6. This guy's good. Hath raised us up together. I need you to travel on the road with me and follow me. No, I'm kidding. No, they won't. Okay. They like you here. He hath raised us up together. Let's read it. And made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Heavenly, made us to sit. Not later. Amen. Right now. The Bible says, now are you the sons of God. The Bible says, now we are seated together in heavenly places. Oh, praise the Lord. That's talking about that dimension of the Spirit of God. We know it's a wicked world. We know that perilous times shall come. We understand that men would be lovers of their own selves, heady, high-minded, boasters, covetous, proud. The love of many would wax cold. It's a dark and evil day. But it also says, it shall come to pass, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. There was a revival in Austria recently where they baptized 159 Muslims in the name of Jesus Christ. God is pouring His Spirit out on all flesh. Thank you, Lord. But you can be in heavenly places right now. Right now. Oh, it ain't time for heaven yet. You can have, there's an old song, real old. I only heard it one time, way down in some podunk town in Texas. And a dear saint of God stood up and sang, have a little heaven down here. Have a little, oh, hallelujah. You can have a little heaven down here. I remember Elder J.T. Pugh, he said, those that are on their way to hell, he said, there's hell that just surrounds their life. He said, but those of us that are on our way to heaven, you can have a little heaven to go to heaven in. Oh, praise God. We are sitting together in heavenly places in the Holy Ghost. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Not in the presence of Xanax. Not in the presence of Michelob. Not in the presence of Prozac. Not in the presence of the cannabis shop. Well, no one ever died from marijuana. What about that child that the mom was stoned and left the baby on the roof of the car and drove off? What people need, amen, is not some inebriating substance. It's not Jack Daniels. It's not Michelob. Come on, it's the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. Oh, thank you, Lord. Getting stoned out of your mind is not the answer. Oh, someone say amen. Amen. When I was a kid, I had a cousin of mine, older cousin. This was all on this marijuana. This was before it was legal anywhere, and it was... It's actually good for you. The Bible says the herb of the earth. Well, God made poisonous berries too. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's actually not addictive. How come you have to have it every single day? Somebody say hallelujah. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. But I enjoy it. Well, a lot of people enjoyed their sin for a season, the pleasures of sin for a season. Well, I was born this way. You need to get born again. Brother Glover, what if someone said, you know, I went to the store and I pocketed that candy bar and it felt good. And then I went to the Radio Shack and was able to get out the door with that little gadget, that radio, whatever, and it was great. I realized that I'm a thief. And you need to accept me this way. That's just who I am. I enjoy thieving. Someone say hallelujah. Or I committed adultery, and I'll tell you, that's just who I am. I just, no, you need to repent. And you know, of course, I'm referring to the predominant logic of those who promote alternative lifestyles, so-called, and all that. It's very easy to look at the culture and look at the wickedness in this world. And it's very easy to draw the false assumption that, oh man, God must be losing the church and righteousness. It just must be losing. Jesus said, enter in at the straight gate, for broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be which go there. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Jesus said that in Luke chapter 17, Jesus foretold of the day that he would come back. And he said, as it was in the days of Lot, living in Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. When you see all the prevalence of the wickedness, that's just further signs of the times. He said, oh, but people are making fun of me, making fun of the church, making fun of the things of God. That's a prophecy too. There will come scoffers walking after their own lusts. Come on, saying, where's the promise of his kingdom? Jesus isn't coming back. He hasn't ever come back yet. He's only coming one time. And it's his grace and mercy that's holding him back from coming yet. Amen. He's waiting for that precious fruit of the earth. Amen. Amen. But before you get to heaven, you can walk into a new dimension where the same worry doesn't hold you down. The same lust doesn't hold you down. The same fear doesn't hold you down. The same addictions, come on, somebody. Come on, doesn't hold you down. Now, I'm not preaching condemning, amen, today. I'm telling you, God is a delivering God. Amen. I won't list the stuff I've been delivered from, but I'm thankful for it. Amen. Some folks talk about the stuff that they used to do, and it's almost like they're bragging about it. Someone say hallelujah. And if you've never been addicted to stuff, you've got a great testimony that you've been delivered from. Well, how can you be delivered? Because you never tried it. You never even had to do it. Someone say amen. Amen. But you keep living for God. Keep drawing nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Let's lift our hands for a moment. God, we love you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. How many of y'all have so much joy that you can't find words to explain it? 24/7. How many you say, well, not exactly. That means we have room to grow. There's more. God has more for us. More for you. And you walk with God and enter into a new dimension. When God's people, see, I don't care what happens, amen. God's able to bless and protect and help you, amen. When it was dark in Egypt, it was still light in Goshen. Thank you, Lord. You say, it's bad times. Listen, God did his greatest miracles in the worst of times. Amen. When did he open the prison doors for Peter? It's when it was illegal to preach and he was in there, but the church kept praying and an angel escorted him through the walls of that prison. When did God deliver Daniel out of the den of hungry lions? Friend of mine, it's when it was illegal to pray, but he opened up his window and he prayed anyway. Amen. And that's when God delivered. When did God part the Red Sea? Was it when their favorite Pharaoh was in office? Come on, no, it's when they were trying to kill them, amen, and their back was against the wall, amen, when the Egyptians were chasing them, amen, ready to kill them or drag them back into slavery, and God parted the Red Sea, amen. How many believe God's able right now? When did the fourth man appear in the fire? It's when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow. Amen. They wouldn't bend and they wouldn't burn. Amen. Because God stepped in there for them. And I want to hopefully bring a spark of faith to somebody here this morning. Amen. Who has anybody ever thought, you know what? My faith isn't perfect. Am I preaching to anybody else that's honest enough to say my faith isn't perfect? And we were made to think and made to believe that if our faith wasn't perfect and our confession wasn't perfect and we click our heels together three times, then God wouldn't do anything. But you look back, amen, at Daniel in the lion's den. He didn't say, I know God will deliver me. He said, I know God's able to, but whether he will or not, I don't know. And God stepped in and did it. You look at the three Hebrew boys. They didn't say, oh, yes, we're not gonna burn up. They said, listen, God's able to deliver us. Whether he will or not, I don't know, but we're still not bowing down. Hallelujah. We still refuse to bow down. Amen. Jeff Arnold preached a message that helped me. I sought the Holy Ghost for years, and I overanalyzed it, and you don't need to do that. You can receive it right away this morning, amen. But he preached a message called, when your doubts become a deliverance and your maybes become a miracle. Because don't let the devil tell you you have to have perfect faith for God to step in and do something for you, amen. Amen. If you'll go to John chapter 11, amen, and verse 11, hallelujah. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Okay, now Lazarus was deceased. He was dead. And Jesus chose to characterize it as sleeping. Verse 23, Jesus saith unto her, this is unto Martha, thy brother shall rise again. Amen. And Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the when? In the resurrection, at the last day, some other time, some other place. We know, yeah, we heard about that. God's able to do that. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I don't care how forsaken your situation might seem right now. He is the resurrection. God is able to raise you up. He's able to raise your family up. He's able to move in your life. No matter how bad it looks right now, God's able to do it. Amen? Well, yeah, I know later when it's the time for the rapture. But David said in Psalm 27:13, he said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise God, in the land of the living. Not just the sweet by and by, but the nasty now and now. How many believe God's able to move in your life right now? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Another dimension. God's able to do it. God is sovereign. So many things in this Word of God might not fit our time scale and our what we think. It's a book of miracles. You ever met these folks that say, well, I don't get into all that supernatural stuff. I'm a word person. How many's ever heard people talk like that? I'm a word person. You remember that? Word person. Have you read the Word? Have you read the Word? It's manna falling from heaven in the wilderness. Have you read the Word? It's Peter walking on water. Have you read, oh, praise God, he turned water to wine. Have you read that they shouted and the Jericho walls fell down flat? Have you read the Word? Amen. It's a supernatural book. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's Ananias and Sapphira coming in lying in church and God struck them dead. Amen. Amen. So it's a supernatural book. Amen. But God can bring you into a new dimension. Paul told Timothy, be instant in season, out of season. In season, out of season. That means even when it's not your season, it can be your season. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say another dimension. Even when it's not your season, it can be your season. The lady who wanted Jesus to do a miracle, and he said, it's not right to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. She said, Lord, even the dogs can eat from the crumbs which fall from. And he gave her a miracle, and it wasn't time yet, amen, for the Gentiles to receive it. His first mission was to the Jews, amen. But you can be in season, out of season, if you have faith, amen. Faith. Nona Freeman said, there's always a chance to use your faith. There's always an opportunity for you to exercise your faith. Whatever you're facing right now, it's a chance for you to use your faith. You decide what voice you're going to listen to. You decide, are you going to have faith or fear? You decide. There were 10 spies that went into the land and saw the giants, and they said, we can't do it. They had a negative report. They said, we can't enter in. We can't take. They were right. God let them die in the wilderness. Joshua and Caleb went in. They said, God's able to give it to us. We're able to take this land with God's help. They were right. God brought them in. How do you look at it? And I always love the story. It's a true story about this shoe salesman. He worked for a major shoe distributing company. He went to an island years ago to look at the prospect of distributing shoes on this particular island. And he called this company and he said, just get me the next plane out of here. Nobody here wears shoes. Get me out of here. 2 years later, somebody from the same company happened to be on vacation at that island. He said, hey, we need 10,000 boxes of shoes. Nobody even has shoes yet. It's how you're looking at your circumstances. It's how you're looking at your situation. Oh, I'll tell you, in this area, oh, boy. Oh, my goodness, in this area. And it doesn't matter what area I go to. I mean, it doesn't matter what area I go to. I hear the same thing. In this area. Oh, boy. In this area. Where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. Amen. God's able to pour out the Holy Ghost on the drunk, on the crack addict, or on the governor. Amen. God's able to, save, from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. It doesn't matter whether someone's an intellectual or how many degrees they have. God's able to do it. Hallelujah. I have a relative that was a surgeon in Vietnam. And he started getting in church over in Arizona, Tucson, Arizona. He called me. He said, I heard that you can pray for people and they receive the Holy Ghost. I said, well, God, I've seen God give a lot of people the Holy Ghost. And he said, well, I'll tell you what. He goes, I want to fly you out here so that you can pray for me so that I can get the Holy Ghost. And I said, well, I don't know when that's going to work. Just raise your hand right now. Hallelujah. Just raise your hand right now. And within a few minutes, amen, he repented of his sins, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. And I've still never been to Tucson, Arizona. But the Holy Ghost is everywhere, and he can fill anybody. Amen. And I was at a church in Brother Espinosa's. And some other, I've been numerous churches, and I'm taking time to pray for people for healings and so forth, and thank God for the healings. Praise God. But what's, I think, maybe even cooler than that is after church, someone said, you know, you were praying for them, but I was sitting over here, and God reached down and touched my back, or God touched my shoulder, God healed my leg, God healed my, you weren't even praying for me. You know why? Because I don't do any of the healing. It's God that does it all. God can touch you right where you're sitting. I don't care what kind of infirmity or ailment you're facing right now. If you need healed in your lungs, if you need healed in your bloodstream, if you need healed in your joints, I don't have to come and pray and call you out. You can raise your hands right now and be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can do absolutely nothing. Jesus said, and as our example, in his humanity, he said, I can of my own self do nothing but that which I see the Father do. Hallelujah. And he was our example. And since this guy's so quick, we'll do Luke 6:19. The whole multitude sought to touch him. For there went virtue out of him and healed them all. John 14:12. He's saying, I'll be glad when this guy's gone. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. That means any one of us could get into a flow of the Holy Ghost where people are seeking, reaching out to have you lay hands on them, and God heals them. And notice it isn't our fancy prayers, but Jesus said, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You get in the flow of the Spirit of God. See, what we've learned to do is pray professional sounding prayers. But I've seen God do miracles when the person holding the microphone just barely raised their voice, but it was God that did the miracle. Somebody say amen. Well, I thought you had to shake them and yell in their face to get a... No, it's letting the Lord do his thing. Amen. So Luke 6:19 again. The whole multitude sought to touch him. For there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. One preacher, he goes, I'm about to have me a benefit. Wow. Forget not all his benefits. He healeth all thy diseases. He forgives all thy iniquities. God's still a miracle worker. If it's an emotional healing, God can do it. If it's physical, if it's financial, God's able to move. God's able to bless you. I was up in Eagle River, and Brother Robbie Kelly, I didn't know him much at the time, but the Lord led me over to pray for him. I said, God's going to do something in your finances. He's going to bless your finances. And he started praising God, but I didn't find out till later that he went home, and he said, I work in a union, and there's no fluctuation whatsoever in my pay. How in the world can this happen? Later that week, his boss took him aside and said, for some reason, I got to just looking at all the files and got to looking. We should have given you a pay raise. I think it was a year or two before. He said, so we're going to give you that pay raise and all the back pay from all that time. Wow. God's able to do whatever you're facing. I'm telling you, he's a miracle-working God. If you need direction in your mind, your life, God's able to do it. If you need peace in your soul, God's able to do it. If you want to be used more by God, he wants to do it more than you want to, because the Bible says he put the desire in your heart. He will give you the desire in your heart. Commit your way to him. He'll bring it to pass. Amen. So anyway, I haven't forgotten Luke 6:19. The whole multitude sought to touch him, virtue went out of him. Healed them all. Now, we're supposed to be doing the works that he did and greater these. And so what gives here? We're supposed to be doing all. Rewind 7 verses prior. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray. And continued there 10 minutes. He went and read a list of things for God to do and then went and had pizza. Oh, no, no. Continued. Some of you gave me a look like pizza. Hallelujah. Continued all night in prayer to God. Find a mountain. Now, when I preach this in Houston, they have a hard time finding a mountain. But there's beautiful mountains around here. Find a mountain. Your mountain could be an actual mountain, or it could be you go sit out in your car and you talk to God, or you can go into a back room or your bedroom or kitchen. I don't care where, your garage. Find a place. Jesus said, enter into your closet if you have to, but find somewhere to get a hold of God. And let the power of God begin to surge and flow through your life. I want to tell this next story, but I don't want to make it take as long as it took last time to tell it. So I'm going to make it fast. Driving home from Maryland, crazy thought hits my brain. Pray more this week than you are used to praying. Pray way more. So I said, okay, I'm going to be crazy. I went down to my church every night for about 4 nights in a row, and I went and found a supply closet and shut the door, and I prayed for several hours. Monday night, several hours. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I got a phone call that week. I have a crazy uncle that goes to Walmart and just witnesses to everybody. And he met a lady that she said, our church isn't Pentecostal, but we want to be. And when I heard that, I said, give me their phone number. In Indianapolis, this church of about 25 people, God connected me that week to them, that week that I'd done all this extra time with God, extra praying in tongues, extra speaking in the Holy Ghost, extra just basking in his presence. God was plugging me into something for a greater purpose. Amen. I'm trying to think how long of a version to get. I'll just make it quick. Every single one of them got rebaptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Every single one of them was filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. Except one boy that was about 12 who didn't pray for it. I'm too technical. But it was a Holy Ghost work. It was a miraculous work. Amen. Well, God did all that. We know that. What do you want God to birth in your life? What do you want God to birth in your town? What do you want God to do in Sterling? What do you want to? I can do nothing. I've learned I can do nothing except mess stuff up. I mean, just mess it up. How many can relate to that? Praise God. I got nobody to blame but me for most of the junk. Hallelujah. But I have learned any good thing, it's from God. Any good thing, it's from time in his presence. Amen. Let's stand together today. With him, you're able to run through a troop and leap over a wall. With him, you're able to enter into a new dimension. Zechariah 14:7. That second part of that verse, it shall come to pass, everybody read it, it shall come to pass that at evening time, It shall be light. You say it's evening time right now. We see the closing of the day. We see the sun setting. But there's going to be light in the evening time. There's going to be revelation in the evening time. There's going to be more churches get baptized in Jesus' name and get a full revelation of the truth. It's happening. A friend of mine has gone to Africa and taught Search for Truth to pastors. He's rebaptized over 600 pastors in the name of Jesus Christ. At evening time. Hallelujah. There's Muslims getting the Holy Ghost. At evening time, there shall be light. At evening time, stuff that you prayed for the last 45 years. At evening time, Luke 4:40. This, I promise this is the last verse unless God gives me another one. Luke 4:40. I think this should be the last one. Someone say hallelujah. When the sun was setting, when the sun was setting. Look at that. When the sun, as it's getting, how many know we're living at the closing of this age, at the closing of this day? But when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on them, on every one of them, and healed them all. Hallelujah. When the sun was setting, Jesus did not kick back and wind down and do less and less and less. He ramped it up. My pastor preached one time, the later it gets, the greater it gets. Oh, hallelujah. There's going to be light in the evening time. When the sun was setting, we're going to see, I believe we're going to see Jesus do more than what he's ever done before. The latter rain is greater than the former rain. The latter house is greater than the former house. Hallelujah. Let's gather around this altar right now. Amen. Let's take a little time and just gather around up here. God's a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's a good God. He has something good. He's cooking something good up for you. Something good up his sleeve for you. Surely goodness and mercy are going to follow you all the days of your life. If you're here today, amen, and you have not been perfect, I want to encourage you, amen, that there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, they might have fallen down, but they keep on walking. You might have stumbled, but keep on walking, and you will find, you just might find, that you walk into a new dimension. Let's throw our hands up and talk to the Lord right now in Jesus' name. He never had a perfect vessel to work through. He never had one perfect vessel except for Jesus Christ. He never had one perfect person. So you might as well let God use you. You might as well let God flow through you. Hallelujah, Jesus.